Good morning, I'm Zach Epperson with your sports update on this Friday morning. The hits keep coming for the world of college sports. It was announced yesterday through the NCAA Board of Governors that they had decided to cancel all Division I championships for the fall. That's a week after the same was done at the Division II and III levels. However, the NCAA could not suspend the FBS postseason. That's controlled by the 10 FBS conferences. So, at the end of it all, football is the only sport still standing. In a video yesterday addressing the cancellation of those various fall sports, NCAA President Mark Emmert said, "We cannot at this point have fall NCAA championships." Emmert says the NCAA will attempt to have fall sport championships in the spring, those sports including volleyball, cross country, and soccer. Moving on now to Major League Baseball. Yesterday, the Cincinnati Reds fall at home to the Pittsburgh Pirates 6-9, but considering that the score was 9-0 in the second inning, fans of the Red Lakes might be happy that they crawled back in it as much as they did. The Reds will try to get back in their winning ways tonight. First pitch set at Great American Ballpark for 7-10. Moving on now to the NBA, the Indiana Pacers are taking on the Miami Heat today down in the bubble in Orlando. Tip-off in that game set for 4 o'clock. In the NHL last night, a big win for the Columbus Blue Jackets. They defeat the Tampa Bay Lightning 3-1 to even that series up 1-1. Next game in that series is tomorrow at 7:30. And finally, on this day in sports history, back in 2016, Olympic star Usain Bolt wins the coveted 100-meter Olympic gold medal at the Rio de Janeiro Olympics, becoming the first man to win the event 3 times. And that does it for your sports update on this Friday morning. For QuickSee 98.3, I'm Zach Epperson.